Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today as we focus on the hymn, Listen, God is Calling, I'm planning to briefly touch on these particular themes. Number one, we are forgiven through Jesus. Number two, we want others to hear the good news. Number three, we remember the ministry of Lutherans in Africa. And number four, then, we pray for perseverance. First of all, we go to the refrain of the hymn. And here I'm trying to summarize the refrain by saying, we are forgiven through Jesus. What a great blessing we have. God wants us to know that that is always true. When we have Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of our sins. God is so good. He has called us through his word to receive forgiveness through Jesus. Is that what the Bible supports? Consider these words of St. Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He wrote, God chose you to be saved. To this he called you through our gospel. So God desires for us to be saved. How did he get us saved? He called us through the gospel. So through his very word, he called us. The Spirit of God was working through that word in order to unite us to Jesus Christ, our Savior. So now, through Jesus, we have God's gift of eternal life. Like it says in 1 John 5, he who has the Son has the life. God wants us to know it's that simple, it's that wonderful, it's not what we do, it's about what God has done for us. So in the refrain we sing, listen, listen, God is calling, through the word inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy. As we think about these realities, let us praise God that these are blessings that we do not deserve, forgiveness, comfort, and joy, and yet he has bestowed these wonderful gifts upon us. So we can sing that refrain with great joy. Going on to the first stanza, the focus here is that we want others to hear this good news. Whenever God shows us the bad news of what our sins deserve, that should make us terrified. But then God is so good that he assures us through the good news that we have freely received not only Jesus Christ, but all the blessings that he won for us. So having known the bad news, now rejoicing in the good news, and knowing it is free, we want others to know what we know. We want them to have what we have. That's only a natural thing. So shortly before Jesus ascended into heaven, he said to his 11 disciples, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. How? By baptizing them. And then he said to teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. So it's a really simple thing, but we want to be careful we're not falling short of that in today's world. So we are reminded of it every time we sing the first stanza, which says, Jesus gave his mandate, in other words, his command, share the good news. It goes on in the first stanza, that he came to save us and set us free. So people are out there, they're stuck in their sins, they know they've done wrong, they're uncertain about their eternity, and they need to hear that good news. They're like in a spiritual prison, and by us bringing that good news that Jesus has come and that he has set them free, that is exactly what they need to hear. So the gospel is very good news. We could think about it in three ways, if you will, when we think about the gospel. First of all, it is the truth of who Jesus is. He is the very Son of God. A lot of people might say, well, great teacher, good prophet, but let us know that he is truly the very Son of God. Also, too, we focus on what he has done. He lived in our place. He took our sins. He took our punishment. He laid down his life. Even that, though, is not enough. That doesn't automatically save us. But then God has to give us that gift of saving faith by which we are then united to Jesus and to all the blessings we have through him. Jesus said in John 8, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So the truth is God's word. So let us rejoice in that word. Let us make use of that word. And may God help us to share that word so that others might be set free. In the second stanza, I think this is a good one to remember the ministry of Lutherans in Africa. When we think about those who need the good news of Jesus' saving work, such people live in our community, they live in our state, they live in our nation, they live in our world. How can we know that? We don't even know about other people. We don't know much about them. How can we know all those people are in need? The Bible makes it clear that all have sinned. So if we have even a single sin, we are blocked from heaven. So what did Jesus do? He came to take away the sin of the world. So we know that all have the need, and we know that Jesus satisfied that need for everyone. So what did God do? He raised up Reverend James May to go to Africa and to form Christians to be teachers of the faith. In other words, ones who would be able to know the Word of God better, to handle it in a proper way. So Pastor May is bringing God's Word to the leaders, and then the leaders are going out to many, many others in order to bring that good news. And what does God do? He works through that good news to set other people free. So in the second stanza we sing, "Let none be forgotten throughout the world. In the triune name of God, go and baptize." When we sing those words, let us remember, let us pray for, let us support the teaching ministries of Reverend May, of Dr. Giesler, and of others who are going in order to bring the good news. As I think about those men, I believe that God has gifted them and God has called them to go to faraway and difficult places. Then they went. Why did they go? Do any of you want to go? Probably not. But why did they go, though? They went not because it is easy, but they went because many in Africa not only desperately need Jesus, but here's a really key factor, they are desperately hungering for the truth of God's word. What a unique combination that we have people who are hungry for something and we have someone bringing them the exact food that they need. You ever have that feeling when you walk into a restaurant and you're like, boy, I could eat anything. But by the time you're walking out, you're almost like disgusted with the food. You're like, you're so full, you're miserable, and you're like, boy, I don't want to see any food. I'm done with that. Well, sometimes in America, people are done with the Word of God. But in Africa, though, they're just walking into the restaurant, and they are hungry for the good news. I really think that for Pastor May, I mean, he had malaria again a couple weeks ago for, I think, the sixth or seventh or eighth time. It's just super miserable. But he stays, though, amidst the difficulties, he stays because of the hunger for the good news. Even with Dr. Giesler, it's not easy. You would think that when you go and work hard and work under difficult conditions, that people would pay you to do that, Dr. Giesler. And yet here you are trying to do all this fundraising, and you're not making a penny. All you're doing is trying to cover your expenses, like your airfare and your teaching supplies and all the different things. It's kind of a crazy thing, if you will, but God has compelled you to do that. Praise God. And I'm sure that many will praise God for eternity because of the word that you and Reverend May and others are bringing to those people. In the third stanza, we are praying for perseverance. So sometimes as Lutherans, we think about this idea of, okay, I'm baptized, I'm confirmed, and now I'm coasting on to heaven. Boy, it just doesn't work that way. God wants us to know that it is so important that we remain steadfast, we remain diligent, we remain super serious about the things of God until finally he brings us home. So what was our situation? We were dead in our sins. So what did God do? God made us alive in Christ. We were helpless, but now that we are in Christ, we have the ability to cooperate with God's work in our lives. In the Formula of Concord, it says that after this conversion, the reborn human will is not idle in the daily exercise of repentance, but cooperates in all the works of the Holy Spirit, which He, the Holy Spirit, performs through us. Does that always happen? Well, according to our new nature, we desire to fully cooperate all the time with the work of the Spirit through the Word. However, though, our problem is that at the same time, we have the old nature there trying to rise up and trying to pull us away from our Savior. So thinking about that struggle, then we come to the third stanza, which is the perfect remedy. We sing, "Help us to be faithful, standing steadfast, walking in your precepts, led by your word." As we come to the hymn here in a few minutes, let us not merely sing it, but let us also rejoice in God's forgiveness. Let us care about the salvation of others by not only thinking about them, but also praying for them, and also taking advantage of the opportunities we have to bring them the Word of God. Let us also, as we are led by God, support the work of Lutherans in Africa, and let us also ourselves dig into the Word of God every day and reap the great benefits that God has for us. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. I want to take just a few minutes here now before we sing the hymn. I want to talk a little bit about the ministry of Lutherans in Africa. Many of you here at Bethlehem are familiar with it already, but our congregation here has several significant connections with this very significant ministry. First of all, as you know, Reverend James May and his family, they are all members here at Bethlehem. Other congregations and individuals from various places in the United States and even in other countries, they are sending their support for Lutherans in Africa to our congregation, and then it passes from our congregation to Africa and to the ministry there. Jim Schabel and myself, we serve on the board for Lutherans in Africa, along with Jonathan, who lives in Illinois, and also with Karina, who lives in California. So we serve together in order to try to stay in contact with Reverend May, trying to understand what his needs are, trying to receive the donations that people are giving, trying to express a thank you to those who are giving, and then trying to pass on the money in a way that will be the best use of it. So please pray for us in that way. And then when you think about the regular contributions that people give, I know many of you here at Bethlehem, you give, and yet you're not really getting a proper thank you. And the reason for that is that when you give, it all kind of goes together for Bethlehem Lutheran Church. Now, when other individual people give, we tend to know more who they are, so they get more of a proper acknowledgement of that. I apologize that you haven't gotten that, but if you're giving, do I need to know you're giving? Not necessarily. What did Jesus say? Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. But who knows, though? If you're supporting the ministry, God knows. And God says to give in secret, and God, who knows all that goes on in secret, He will reward you. So God wants us to give confident that He is aware. When people give toward Lutherans in Africa, kind of in a regular way, that is allowing the rent to be paid for the home where Reverend May and his family live. And the current situation is that there used to be that they had one house, they had another building that was the mission center, but they were forced out of that situation a couple years ago now. So now they have one home they live in. It's a larger home, so they live in that home, and the mission center is also in that same home. So sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not so good. That's the current situation, but we're making rent payments each month. We also pay Reverend May's salary, which is not the largest salary, but he's thankful for it. We also pay for his health insurance, his local transportation in Africa, and then we try to help him with these various teaching trips that he is taking to about 20 different countries in Africa. Also, the donations are used to help support all of that. Thank you so much for all that you've given. And then I want to talk a little bit about this capital campaign that's going on now with Lutherans in Africa to build a mission training center. So the idea of building the mission training center, so buying the property, doing the building, that will eventually eliminate the cost of rent. And the rent is a lot. It will provide for more thorough teaching. Right now, Reverend May is going, teaching for a short time, and then coming back. If he can bring people to where he is and have them there for an extended period of time, they have the opportunity for much more thorough teaching. It will also reduce his teaching trips. Now, he'll still be making some of them, but now, for the most part, he's going to everyone, and with the mission center, they will then come more to him. That will be a great advantage. Not only will they receive more thorough teaching, not only will they be where he is, but then he'll be more with his family, too. He's gone from his family so much. Also, too, another key factor of the whole mission center is it will be self-sustaining in a number of ways. So they will use solar power for electricity. It's not like in the Cleveland area here with a lot of clouds. They have a lot of sun. It's beautiful there. So they'll use solar energy. They will drill their own well for water. The students will come in and build their own housing because that's how a lot of people function in Africa. They kind of take what is there on the land and make use of that to build their housing. So that way they'll be building their housing. They'll also be planting their own gardens to grow their own food. So self-sustaining in a number of ways. To find out more about Lutherans in Africa, we did set up our display table in the narthex today. I encourage you to take a look. Some of the things on the display table that tie in with the capital campaign, we're a little bit limited on how many we have, but we do have these brochures on the capital campaign. So this is not something we put together, but the Capital Campaign did. So we invite you to pick one up if you don't have one already. You can also pick up a copy of a Bible study that ties in with the Capital Campaign. There is a pledge card like this in an envelope if God would lead you in that direction. And then also the prayer card for the May family. You should definitely have that with your other prayer items and be praying for them on a regular basis. Also, too, there has been about an 11-minute video put together for the Capital Campaign. You can view it online. So if you go to LutheransInAfrica.com, you can find the video there. I'm also going to show it at the beginning of Bible class this morning. So if you want to come and join us for that, you're welcome to as well. So at the end here, I would invite you to continue to pray, and if you're not praying, please do so. That's important. Like Reverend May will say sometimes, you know, if he's in a very difficult or dangerous situation or has a serious illness, money doesn't help at that point. He needs prayer. So please pray for him. Also, too, with Dr. Giesler getting ready to go back to Africa again, please keep him in your prayers as he makes preparation, and especially when he's gone to that place. One final thing I want to mention is that if you want to support the regular work of Lutherans in Africa, you should make your check out to Bethlehem and simply put LIA on your check. If you want to support the Capital Campaign, you can also make your check out to Bethlehem, but make sure you indicate Capital Campaign on your check so that we know which direction to direct your funds. However you guide us to do that, that's what we'll do. Well, thank you so much for supporting the ministry, for listening now, and may God continue to use our tiny little congregation here in Parma, Ohio, to somehow be a significant blessing to this very important ministry in Africa. Thank you so much. God bless you.